Ukraine security issue.
Battles for the city of Severodonetsk in the Luhansk region and the plan to attack the city of Slovyansk in the Donetsk region. This is a brief summary of the situation on the front line as of the 112th day of the Ukrainian people's heroic fight against Russian invaders. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported that the Russian occupation forces are still trying to carry out assault operations in several directions and are shelling the position of the Ukrainian army with artillery and aircraft. Head of the Luhansk Regional Military Administration, Sergei Haidai, reported on Wednesday that the armed forces of Ukraine restrained the enemy from three sides at once, defending Severodonetsk, Toshkivka, and near the town of Vrubivka. There are many civilians wounded. The enemy is weaker in street battles, so they open artillery fire and have been ruining houses. The occupiers are trying to destroy the Azot chemical plant, which has been defended by the Ukrainian military and now is a home to several hundred civilians, including children. According to Alexander Strug, the head of the city's military administration, as of June 3rd, there were 560 people in Azov storage facilities, but some of them were evacuated. In the Donetsk region, Russian invaders used tanks, artillery, mortars, and grenade and smash multiple rocket launcher systems. Head of the Donetsk Regional Military Administration, Pavlo Kirilenko, said that the region remains without gas and partially without water and electricity. Enemy attacks on Donetsk and Luhansk regions are connected in some way. In other words, the enemy's offensive operations in the Luhansk direction, Severodonetsk-Lysychansk, are linked to the constant shelling of the town of Bakhmut, where the Russian invaders want to achieve tactical and later strategic success in capturing the entire Luhansk region. In the Donetsk sector of defense, the enemy's target is the Lyman direction, in particular the town of Svetogorsk and access to the cities of Slovyansk and Kramatorsk, said Pavlo Kirilenko. Russian invaders fired missiles at the Novomoskovsk district and shelled the Kryvyi Rih district with Uragan multiple launch rocket systems in the Dnipropetrovsk region last night. According to the preliminary data, 4 civilians were killed and 1 person was injured in the town of Apostolova. A dozen of residential houses and a hospital were damaged. Head of the district military administration, Yevhen Sitnichenko, said the impacted area is covered with cluster munitions. The Russian aggressor continues to block civilian shipping in the northwestern part of the Black Sea. According to the Ukrainian Operational Command South, the ship group of the Russian Black Sea Fleet was reformatted. And now the number of missile ships has decreased to 2. Those are carriers of 20 cruise missiles. It was from there that cruise missiles were probably launched into Ukrainian cities yesterday, causing casualties and destruction. Some of the missiles were shot down by air defense forces. The third meeting of the representatives of about 50 countries in the Ramstein format was held in Brussels under the leadership of US Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Additional military assistance to Ukraine was discussed there. Even before the talks, the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine expressed the hope that the new meeting in the Ramstein format would increase the supply of weapons to the Ukrainian armed forces, especially heavy weapons. That was stated by Deputy Defense Minister of Ukraine Ганна Малер.
Від того, що Україна заявляла, що нам потрібно, ми на сьогодні маємо приблизно 10%.
We have got only 10% of the assistance Ukraine required, of what we need, And no matter how hard Ukraine tries, no matter how professional our army is, without the assistance of Western partners, we will not be able to win this war. We expect that our Western partners will not only agree to help, but there will be a clear time frame, and that will be in the near future, and that will be exactly the help that Ukraine needs, said Hanna Mahler. Jens Stoltenberg said that NATO was preparing a plan to transfer the Ukrainian army to the alliance standard weapons. NATO defense ministers have announced new military assistance to Ukraine. The package will include heavy weapons and long-range artillery. Stoltenberg also confirmed that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was waited at the NATO summit in Madrid in a format in which he will be able to participate in given circumstances. Meanwhile, the US Defense Department said that the Ukrainian military has been already completing training on the use of HIMARS rocket systems. The General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine informs about how ordinary citizens help the Ukrainian army. Children often pass on their savings to defend the country. For example, students in the Lviv region grew plans to sell them and raise funds for the armed forces. A 9-year-old girl from the city of Chernihiv cut her long hair to help the military. 11-year-old Maxim from Pokrovsk had a part-time job in the city of Chernivtsi. He managed to hand over 22 bulletproof vests to the armed forces. And now 10-year-old Ostap from Shepetivka, Khmelnytsky region, handed over a portable solar charger to the military. Ostap said he spent all his savings of $300 to help the Ukrainian army. This money was given to the boy for the holidays. He also said that he strongly believed in Ukraine's victory and wanted to help bring it closer.